Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Had NFL players taking a knee during the national anthem. I don't think that's the right forum to take a knee. I think there's a lot of issues that needs to be addressed. I don't know that that particular forum is the right one to do that.
It is 7:46. You're listening to Steve and Ted in the Morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Some new ads for a big Wichita company. We'll find out more on Bill Roy's Wichita Business Journal update in just a few minutes. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things.
Three.
Terror attack in New York City. Eight people dead after a truck mows down victims along a bike path. This was not far from the World Trade Center site.
Two.
Two-alarm fire burns a strip mall in northeast Wichita, 21st and Woodlawn.
One.
Baseball for a second straight year. We're going to have a final Game 7 at the World Series, Dodgers-Astros, tonight. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
And this morning out there in traffic here in Wichita, we've got traffic slowing down right around the North Junction again. It's getting really slow, especially on I-135. Southbound, starting to see some slowdown northbound there as well at this time. We've got continued construction, and this is 1st and Broadway. Just some road work there, so watch out for the road construction there. Traffic on KNSS, brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Get it downtown at Market and Waterman, the East Harry Street Mall, and online at carlstire.com, home of the $34.95 oil change.
And let's take a look at the weather forecast here on the first day of the month, November. Much warmer today than yesterday. A high of 63 degrees. Skies clearing off throughout the day. Not as cool tonight either. Partly cloudy, low down to 45. And then tomorrow on Thursday, a high of 69 degrees. And then a cool front comes through briefly tomorrow afternoon. Right now in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the south-southeast. It is partly cloudy, 38 degrees on our way to a high of 63. KNSS Weather, brought to you by The Monarch. Explore your love of America's native spirit every Wednesday. Hey, that's today. With $4 select bourbons and whiskeys. It's located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano. What a great place to hang out. The Monarch. 7:48 with Steve and Ted, KNSS, here on Wednesday, November 1st. A sheriff in Indiana says a man led police on a manhunt. He commandeered a squad car and then pulled a Houdini-like move while handcuffed. And that enabled him to jump into the driver's seat and drive away. The officer was searching for a car following a traffic stop. A skinny driver managed to do a Houdini, like the illusionist famed for his escapes. Despite being handcuffed, behind his back inside the squad car, the suspect slipped his legs through his cuffed arms, then put his arms in front of him and drove off. He was eventually arrested, though, after he crashed the car. Well, even though he did escape briefly, they still got him. Still got him. Apple is offering a nifty way to unlock its new iPhone X. Just stare at it. The new facial recognition technology replaces the fingerprint sensor found on other models. It works even with glasses or a hat. Although an Associated Press review finds some challenges with masks and major facial changes.
Hmm.
Face ID is one of the features exclusive to the iPhone X, which comes out on Friday for $1,000.
Yeah, which is great until it fails to unlock your phone and you've got a brick in your hand that you paid a whole bunch of money for.
$300 more than the iPhone 8.
Hmm.
$1,000 on sale on Friday. Will you be getting one?
No.
Nor will I.
I don't buy eye products of any kind.
Amazon's top-of-the-line e-reader is now waterproof. Pretty good
cool
feature for a $250 and up investment. Don't go scuba diving yet, though. Your Kindle Oasis might not survive. Waterproofing does have limits. It is designed for fresh water and not too deep at that. An optional leather cover won't resist water at all. And forget about reading. The touchscreen does get erratic when it gets wet. So I'm not sure how much the waterproofing is really working if they have to put all those caveats in there with it. Maybe it is not indeed waterproof. A judge on a popular British television program, The Great British Bake Off, has apologized after revealing the winner on her Twitter feed while she was traveling in another time zone. Yeah, she released the winner, and it hadn't been on TV yet over in Great Britain.
Oops.
Whoops. She posted the name of the winner on her Twitter feed while traveling in Bhutan, which is 6 hours ahead of Great Britain.
And tripped up by the time difference.
She thought fans had already seen the last installment.
Yeah.
But the 77-year-old later tweeted, "I'm sorry to the fans of the show for my mistake."
That happens. Really does.
And that reminds me of the Who Shot JR. That was kept top secret.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody knew who shot JR. So millions of people tuned in to us to find out the answer to that. And then there was this wild rumor going around that it had already aired in Britain. And somebody supposedly knew who it was, and now they were tipping off everybody in the United States. None of that was true. It was
no.
That was fake news before fake news, when we called things like that rumor.
Exactly.
And gossip. Yeah.
But then again, back then, you didn't have the kind of communication that we have now that would have made something like that either go away very quickly or blow up even larger.
I remember it being a big deal at the time. It is 7:52 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Some new ads for a big Wichita company. Let's find out details on that story from editor Bill Roy at the Wichita Business Journal with a business update. Bill Roy.
Good morning, Ted Woodward. Koch Industries has a new advertising campaign. It's called Challenge Accepted. It's a campaign meant to tell the next part of the company's story, building on the recent We Are Koch campaign. They say the company story should revolve around a problem-solving culture that exists at all levels of Koch Industries. The national campaign features 4 commercials. Coco Dolce is planning a new location in West Wichita. The Eagle reporting they plan to open a shop in the New Market Square. There's a Coco Dolce store in Bradley Fair at 21st and Rock. That store underwent an extensive remodel, I should say. Beth Tully sold Coco Dolce last year to Birdseye Holdings. Construction underway on a $5 million assisted living project in Andover. The Mapleton Assisted Living Center will be built at 1503 East Central by North American Buildings. The company also assisted with design and site selection. The developer at this point remains a mystery. The homes are expected to open sometime next year. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Coco Dolce opening up in New Market Square. I can't believe this didn't happen years ago.
Yep.
That just seems like a natural.
It sure does. Bradley Fair, and then over on the west side, too, there at 21st and Mays Road. And of course, they had the site in Kansas City. Just didn't work out very well. But they're still up and running and here in Wichita.
I love that. I love going in there. It's like going into the Wonka factory.
That's right. You're a chocolate guy.
Yeah,
aren't you?
That's appealing to me. It's good
stuff.
Are you a Merle Haggard guy?
Oh yeah, I love Merle.
The late Merle Haggard. Yeah, a museum and restaurant dedicated to Merle Haggard is in the works for Nashville. Plans call for a restaurant called Merle's Meat Plus 3 on the ground floor of the museum, which will be on the upper floor. The museum will feature Merle Haggard's stage clothing, instruments, personal possessions, interactive exhibits. Restaurant and museum will open next summer next door to the Johnny Cash Museum and the Patsy Cline Museum.
Wow.
Both of which I would also visit.
Absolutely.
Of course, you went to see the K-State football game this year in Nashville, so you recently spent some time there. Great city.
Right? Absolutely. Neat place down there, down on Broadway, where you can see all the honky-tonks and the record store, and it's pretty amazing down there.
Yeah, and I even found out you went to a great Mexican restaurant in Nashville. There's nothing I think of more about Nashville than I think of Mexican food.
That's right. We just dropped in very quickly for something to eat and got right back out of there.
All right.
No, it was good food. It was really
good. I'm sure it was. I'm just being facetious. I'm sorry about that. Well, we'll check out the Merle Haggard Museum when it gets open. All right.
Absolutely. It's time for a road trip.
Yep. We'll let you get going. We'll talk to you again 1 hour from now. That's editor Bill Roy from the Wichita Business Journal with a local business update. It's 7:55 with Steve and Ted. Coming up, details on the terror attack in New York City yesterday. It's the KNSS Morning News. You're listening to Steve and Ted.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.